producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown. From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, welcome to my weekend. I hope your weekend is going well. Mine is just wonderful. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Hey, we've got a great show today. Full agenda. We're going to talk about Supreme Court and the death of the Supreme Court Justice, the presidential race. We're going to talk about music and politics. You name it, we'll cover it here today, so I sure hope you have a little time to stay with me wherever you happen to be, whether you're warm and whether you're cold. Last week, I broadcast from up in New York City. We're up there a fair amount throughout the year, and I'll tell you, that was a real labor of love. The wind chill was 14 degrees below zero where I was. The wind cut through you like a knife. It just was not comfortable at all. You just didn't go outside. It snowed. When you went outside, there was ice. And it was a real challenge, although folks made the best of it. You know, when I've lived in both the North and the South, for those of you listening for the first time, we normally broadcast out of the Crescent City, New Orleans, deep in the heart of the French Quarter, on Jackson Square, way down yonder in New Orleans. But we do travel a good bit. We like to go see our affiliates and visit in locations in other parts of the country. So I hate to rub it in. I shouldn't even say this, but this week, you know where I'm spending this weekend, the next 5 or 6 days? I've got a college roommate, and his wife invited me to their home to visit a little bit. They live in Cruz Bay, St. John, in the Virgin Islands, where as we speak, it's 82 degrees, sunshine. The biggest complaint is they can't handle the temperature swings because it's 82 today, and it'll drop all the way down to 81 degrees tonight. Man, could you handle those temperature swings? So I've got some balm. If you catch me on my website and in our television broadcasting, which you can find at www.jimbrownusa.com, you'll notice next week that I'll have a little bit more of a tan, have got some sunshine, and gotten out there and enjoyed the balance. What a balance! 14 degrees below zero one week where we're broadcasting. The next week we come back with 82 degrees and balmy. Wherever you are, though, hope you make the best of it. We like the various times of the year, and look, I'd like to be anywhere. Anywhere you can listen to this show, I'd like to be. And I'll say that because let me tell you what. If you get on a commercial airline and say, take me to the furthest part of America you can go to where I can listen to the Jim Brown Common Sense Show, you know where they'll sell you a ticket to? They'll sell you a ticket to Fairbanks, Alaska. That's right. Listeners up there, KFAR, 660 a.m. in Fairbanks, regularly listen to us throughout the day up that way. And I've been to Fairbanks, and I've been to that part of the world in the winter. It's a whole different world. It's not just bundling up in your coat and your face. You wear layer after layer. You wear big, heavy fur coats and boots. you don't expose any skin whatsoever, because when the temperatures up there get down to minus 40, I mean, your face freezes just in no time, 30 seconds. So it's a whole different world, but you get used to it. That's your way of life. Light bulbs are different up in Fairbanks, Alaska. You may not know this, but they have a special light bulb that gives you the aura of sunlight, because those folks don't see sunlight maybe 6 months out of the year. In the daylight, there's kind of a gray, a very dim gray. And, of course, it's that way throughout most of the winter. And so as a consequence, you make the best of it. And folks up there get along fine and carry on their lives, and the kids go to school. They do okay. They just adjust, which is a hallmark for this country, quite frankly. I think if there's one thing you could talk about America, we're very adaptable. We adjust to the situation wherever you happen to live. That's one of the strengths of our democracy. It gives us that ability to adapt, to go to different places, try different things, have a variety of focuses in our life. We're not limited in most instances by what the government tells us to do or puts those limitations on it. We've seen some exceptions, though, and there's a tough balance in this country today. I know we have some deep concerns about security. You do. I do. And we know that we're in this for the long haul, with terrorism being a factor in this country. On the other hand, we don't want it to dominate it so much that we give up individual liberties. And there's a number of court cases going on right now all over this country in terms of your individual pursuits, what you can do, what access the government has to your personal information. There's a lawsuit going on right now involving Apple. I've got an Apple phone, an iPhone, and Apple says they do not want to turn over information to the federal government, to the FBI investigating terrorism. Remember the San Bernardino bombings, and the person had an iPhone, and the FBI wants all the records. And I'm a strong libertarian. I defend our right to be left alone. However, in terms of a balance, I want a check and balance in the system. I don't mind any investigative agency getting phone records, my phone records or anyone else's phone records, as long as they're checks and balances. Just don't go on a searching operation, a snooping operation. Go before a judge, get a warrant, say, "Judge, we have reason to believe that so-and-so has committed a crime or may be involved in terrorist activities," and the judge signs an order, then that's the way the system is supposed to work. No unbridled snooping in terms of all your personal business. Now, you know, some people say, with good reason, that guys, you snoop, look at what Facebook does, or you go order something on, I just was browsing about a week ago, I think for maybe a sport coat or a shirt or something like that, and I went on the website and got that little location. I mean, within 20 seconds after I turned it on, an ad for that product was up on my computer, up on my Facebook page. So as far as information, we put out so much information ourselves in sources like Twitter and Facebook and all the various social media that we tie into. And so we're giving up quite a bit anyway. But I do think there's a step to where there are unscrupulous investigators with various public agencies, state and private, who we've seen time and time again misuse information, twist it, put false information there. Not the majority. You take prosecutors, for instance, the whole subject of prosecutorial misconduct, which we've talked to a good bit. I would say that 90% of the prosecutors in this country are trying to do the right thing, get rid of the bad guys. They're using all the tools of their trade. I think they're fair. They want justice. They just don't want a conviction. But there's a pressure there. You know, if you're going to be a judge, if you're going to be a federal prosecutor, you want to get a few notches on your sixth gun. You get those notches by getting the bad guys, man, and whoever they may happen to be. And we've seen in too many instances where they've done so unfairly, where false information has been allowed to be put out, or information clearing the person has not been made available. That's true down in my home state of Louisiana. We've had some just really egregious cases of prosecutorial misconduct. So there's a balance out there, you see, and to be sure that things like that don't fall through the cracks and someone doesn't get unjustly prosecuted, you've got to have checks and balances. And the checks and balances are the court system, where you go before a judge and you say, Judge, we've got reason to believe that this information will be helpful. We want to seize it. We don't want the defendant to know about it. We want to get here's asked for a warrant for permission to seize that information, to tap the telephone, search the house, whatever it happens to be. That's fine. That's fine. That's what the Constitution, I believe, allows, and that's a proper focus for law enforcement to do it that way. But just to unbridledly be saying,
are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? It's so, listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty! This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we're going to talk a lot today about the presidential election and focuses on candidates. Often we overlook the broad breadth. I think it's important to have a well-rounded candidate, no matter what the level of participation is. Someone that has an interest beyond politics. They exercise a lot. They have hobbies. Maybe they paint, as a number of our presidents had. Winston Churchill, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower all painted. And being musicians, we've had a lot of people in the White House and in Congress who are very dedicated musicians. Anthony Scalia, that just died, is a big opera fan and performed in operas. And Harry Truman is a great piano player. And so I want to explore a little bit the role of music and our public officials and talk about what it can do for all of us, quite frankly. James Vincent is my guest. He's the founder of Keep Music Alive and author of a book you can find on my website, 88 Plus Ways Music. Hey, James, glad you talked to us. Glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show.
Hey, Jim, how are you today? It's great to be here.
Well, glad to have you. And, you know, I'm trying to talk about not just our leaders who are running for president and other people, but people in business. All of us ought to have a little bit more broader depth to us that makes us interesting, lets us relate to our kids and grandkids in a number of ways. And music can play an important role in that focus, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think people realize how much music really develops the leadership skills that we're going to use later on in life and come to depend on. Many of the experiences we have in our school age, you know, music programs, you know, can develop, you know, it helps you develop your time management and organizational skills. It helps you increase your memory capacity. It shows you how to persevere in tough situations where you're trying to learn a piece and in the beginning you just can't figure it out. And then you learn that if you keep at it and keep at it, you can actually get from point A to point B where you're trying to go. And that really helps develop you to be a better leader in any situation.
And you talked about the school aspects. You see, you're talking about things when you talk about memory and persevering. You have elements of writing. You have elements of mathematics. You bring in a lot of elements. Some people say, oh, music, that's just a little something you do after your day shuts down or something you listen to. But right. it, from what you're saying, and I agree, and correct me if I'm wrong, but music can be an integral addition and major support in your ability to be a good leader, be a good parent, or be successful in your business, correct?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And please pardon the pun, but music is instrumental in developing those capabilities we're going to use lifelong.
How about any of these politicians? I know that Harry Truman was a great piano player. I think Richard Nixon, if I remember correctly, played the piano.
Yes, and he composed a piece. I think if you search that on YouTube, you can actually find him performing a classical piece that he composed at one point.
Gee, any of the current crop you're aware of that have any musical background, have an interest in music? I'm not real impressed with most of the present crop. Maybe that's the problem. They don't spend enough time, relating to music. But do you know of any particular presidential candidate or major politician that has an interest in music?
Well, I'm kind of with you on that. It seems like the candidates of late, you know, not just this crop, but, you know, maybe the last several crops we've had, music doesn't seem to be as much of importance to them, you know, growing up and into their adulthood. But today there's just a few, I think, that played music at one time. You have Ben Carson, who played the cornet and baritone horn in his jazz and classical groups back in high school. Piano lessons when he was a kid, but he kind of shied away after a while because I just think it, you know, like many kids, their parents are forcing them to do it and it's not very enjoyable. Other than that, not a whole lot going on in the current crop of candidates that's left. I mean, the candidate, I think Bernie Sanders, he did before the folk out a couple decades ago, but he was more kind of talking over the folk music. It was kind of like a folk rap album. Is that something?
Right, right.
I'm not sure exactly what that is, but
we're going to have a rapper in the White House, huh?
Yes.
And if you go back, not only maybe they couldn't play, but I was always impressed with some of our candidates like John Kennedy, for example, Bill Clinton, whether you like their politics or not, they often would bring, Barack Obama's done this, brought outstanding musicians to the White House to perform and to talk and relate. And so there is a real give and take amongst musicians and our politicians, where they share ideas and share emphasis, and each can learn from one another along that way. And some of our presidents have done a very good job. I'm disappointed, maybe there's more in the background, but I hope whoever is elected president will continue that tradition of accentuating praising and playing up the great musicians. By the way, I think the greatest musician America's ever produced, just to give you my view, James, and I know you're a pianist yourself,
yes,
was Van Cliburn. Van Cliburn's from my area. I spent time in Shreveport, Louisiana, where he was from, spent a good bit of his life. I've heard him play on a number of occasions and before his death, and I thought it was interesting I know Nikita Khrushchev, when he won the huge competition in Russia, before they gave it to him, the judges went to see Khrushchev and said, look, we don't want to give this to an American. And he says, no, if he earned it, give it to him. And Khrushchev said the two greatest musicians that he ever listened to were Van Cliburn and Louis Armstrong, way down yonder in New Orleans, down here in my neck of the woods. But
that is awesome. But it shows you how music can really stretch across cultural and political boundaries and kind of rise above the fray and really show how we can tie each other together and be closer.
The other thing I think is interesting, I know we're cutting back. Oh, there's always ways you got to cut back. But too often, in our effort to save money in education, we cut back on these special programs, and music seems to be going by the wayside in many schools because they say they can't afford it. And
to me,
I think that's a real shame. I think that the playing in the band or playing in the orchestra or whatever it may be is an important component of your education. But it seems like, did you think there's as much interest in young people today outside of just listening as far as performing? What do you think, James?
I think the interest is absolutely there, but it's the lack of programs in many schools and the cuts in some of the programs in many schools that's really affecting it. I mean, I think we're at a critical crossroads right now, Jim, where music is less valued by society. Not that the kids don't appreciate music, it's that they don't really value it like we did, when we were kids. When we were kids, we went out, we had an allowance, we put our money down at the record store, and we bought, this 45, this LP, and we brought it home, and we played it to death. But we parted with our hard-earned money in order to appreciate that music, so it had value. So we have that going on. We have the fact that there's too few places to hear and experience live music these days. So kids and adults now, there's how many times do you go out where you actually go, well, there's a live piano player, or there's a live band, whereas in the 50s and 60s, 70s, even in the 80s, there were so many more places where live music could be experienced and more opportunities for musicians to actually perform. And then
James, hold that thought right there. Yeah. I've got to take a pause. I want to tell our listeners that we're talking to James Vincent. He's the author of the book 88 Plus Ways for Music. You can find it on our website. 88 Plus Ways Music Can Change Your Life. You can find our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to come back and talk to James. I'm going to give you some more thoughts. He's got a story, too, and I got several regarding musicians I've known. Freshen up your coffee. Come right back with us. We'll come back and make some more common sense right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, I hope you love music. I hope you've got a little step. Maybe you like to dance. Maybe you hum along. Maybe you play an instrument. And I think music is so important in our life. Now, maybe I'm spoiled. I live down in Louisiana where music is a way of life, whether it be Cajun Zydeco music, jazz out of New Orleans. My first legal client, James Vincent, and James Vincent is my guest. He's the founder of Keep Music Alive and author of the book 88 Plus Ways Music Can Change Your Life on our website at JimBrownUSA.com. James Vincent, I went to my little hometown of Faraday, Louisiana to practice law back in the 60s, opened up a shingle, didn't know a soul up that way. I fairly new up there. And the first client I had that walked in my door was a guy named Jerry Lee Lewis. You want to talk about a honky-tonk piano player.
Yeah, that is so incredible.
and I was Jerry Lee's, he's my first client, and, you know, I've done a number of, mainly just getting some of the family out of trouble is what usually Jerry Lee calls me on from someplace in the world, which I've always been. He never paid me a legal fee, but I don't have to worry about getting tickets. If there's a concert anywhere in my area, I always get a front row ticket to Jerry Lee's concert, so that's about the best I guess I get. But he was a musician that touched me there, and I paid my way through Tulane Law School in New Orleans by playing the banjo, my five-string banjo, at a place called Your Father's Mustache on Bourbon Street in downtown New Orleans. So I got a little musical background to me, right?
Wow, that is so cool.
No. James, what do we do about, how do we emphasize, a lot of our listeners out there, I think, agree with me that a musical talent that's developed, that the fact that you can learn about music is so important. I mean, when you get out of life, look, I've always said we ought to have more practical education. I took calculus and I took trigonometry and I don't know whatever did with it, quite frankly. I wish that we'd be teaching kids how to balance a checkbook, how to fill out a 1040 income tax form, practicalities of life, and learning the enjoyment of music, all kinds. You've got to taste a little bit to see if maybe you like more classical music or the opera even. I happen to be a big opera fan, and so you got to experience it, and the way you do that is in school. I took a music appreciation course when I was at the University of North Carolina, and I learned my music appreciation. These kids can learn very young to appreciate all kinds of music, can't they?
That is the best time for them to learn. In fact, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, Jim, where music was actually a required course in schools for kids growing up, where they were, you know, I'm putting in quotes, you know, forced to learn how to play an instrument, forced to listen to different types of music and learn different aspects of it. And what that gave them was such a broad cultural understanding that they're lacking now, and it also turned many of them on to wanting to play an instrument and develop music abilities, which, because of the things we discussed a little bit ago, help them later in life in so many situations. How many of our best, you know, lawyers, doctors, engineers, inventors are that way partly because of their musical experiences growing up?
Well, one example, and we're going to do a segment here next after you, James, on Anthony Scalia, the Supreme Court Justice. He was diametrically opposed philosophically. He was an arch conservative. His best friend on the court is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the extreme liberal justice, and yet they were both big opera fans, went to the opera together, actually performed in an opera together. So it shows you that music can bring different sides together, doesn't it? It does. It gives you that.
Bridges the gap between so many things. I mean, if they can do that for those two on the court, imagine what it can do.
No doubt about it. Now, how about your book, 88 Plus Ways Music Can Change Your Life? Give me a little bit about the book and what you're trying to accomplish with your reader.
Well, what we're trying to do is we establish Keep Music Alive as an organization to help promote the value of music in our world, you know, the educational value, the therapeutic value, and overall just making us a happier society. So what we wanted to do is have a vehicle to promote that. So we created this book, 88 Plus Ways Music Can Change Your Life. And it basically features over 150 inspirational music stories from musicians, music teachers, and music fans from all around the world. Just different experiences they had where music really gave them that aha moment, or music really meant something very special to them or their family, or they saw something, you know, while in an audience for someone else and saw something really special happen. And in addition to Rex, folks, we also have a dozen celebrities that graciously agreed to give us a story as well.
Well, that's super. That's super. Well, the book's on our website. I think it'd be great for a lot of our listeners to get it and to find a role for music in their life. Like you say, maybe you don't play an instrument, but you just enjoy listening to music. You can, as you get older, in your 70s and 80s, and as you get older, music can be a soothing component for you. It can be an outlet. I don't like to sing in public, but I'll get, you know, in my house and turn on a YouTube video now. We've got so many outlets. If you want to be a singer, whether it's karaoke out in some club or YouTube in your own privacy of your home, you can really, there's a lot of outlets to learn. And if you want to learn, I picked up a four-string baritone guitar, and I can't believe all the lessons that I can get on YouTube right off of a video.
Yes,
so there's
really
lots of that.
It's really unimaginable to me growing up where, you know, I had to sit there and figure it out or get a teacher or, and, you know, put the record on the needle, move it, play the song, move it back, pick up the needle, put it back, play it again. Whereas now the kids just put the YouTube song on loop, put the instructions on loop, and, you know, within minutes they're playing, you know, one of their favorite songs and learning to appreciate music even more.
I still have my collection of 33 and a thirds, though, that I, and I don't play a lot of them, you know, a little scratchy, but I still love putting on the kind of reminiscing. A lot of fun to do. You got any 33s or not?
Oh, I have a ton from the 70s where I grew up. You know, everything from, you know, the easy listening Carpenters and John Denver through the Boston and Kansas progressive rock, you know, Foreigner and beyond. Just, yeah, I have a very large collection.
They're great. I never want to let them go. And I'll go antiquing or go to some little offbeat store and see 33 and third albums. I make a beeline just to, if nothing else, may not even play it that much, but just the fact that I've got it helps put my life in perspective and helps me remember back some great, great experiences there. So, well, James, listen, thanks for being on our show today. Again, James Vincent's book is 88 Plus Ways Music Can Change Your Life. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, James, have a great week, and we want to get you back again here after we get into the presidential election a little bit more. And a couple of months from now, I'm going to call you back. We'll have some fun talking about some more music, and I'll give you an update on how I'm doing on my banjo and my guitar, okay?
Super. I'd love to hear it. Thank you so much, Jim.
Good talking to you.
Oh, you too.
James
have
Vincent.
A great day.
Okay. Interesting guy, a guy that loves music, as so many of us do, and wish I had the chance to play more. I picked up a baritone guitar, four-string guitar. I've got a little arthritis in my fingers, and I don't have long fingers. It's a little hard to play the six-string guitar, but I can play a four-string guitar and pretty easily. And I got to learn some different notes. And as James said, I got on YouTube. I worked, practiced a little bit, got some basic chords down. Then you can pull up any song you want and say guitar chords for such and such a song. And they have it all laid out there right on the internet for you. So it's just so easy. I can copy it, put it down in front of me, and strum along. Before you know it, I'm actually picking the song a little bit there that I'm coming across. So many aspects to follow up on that. And you can have some fun doing it yourself, and I'd urge you to do so. And I'm glad to have James Vincent back on our show with us here now. We are going to take a pause here in a minute. I'm waiting for our producer to tell me, as I think I told you, our studios are up in Minneapolis. That's where the home offices are that broadcast our station all over the country, all over the world, actually. You listen to us all over the world. So we broadcast from there. I can imagine how cold it is up right now, but I travel a good bit, and I broadcast wherever I go. As I said earlier, I was in New York City last week. And I'm down the Virgin Islands, St. John, Cruz Bay. You ever been to Cruz Bay? Beautiful, beautiful beaches. I saw in the travelogue news, I think, that Cruz Bay is one of the top 10 most beautiful beaches in all the world. And I'm soaking it all up, and I know you're envious, but I'll enjoy it for you, okay? Take a break right now. Come back and talk about Anthony Scalia and what we do to pick a new Supreme Court justice, how effective he was, a little bit about his life. Jim Brown here, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, there's a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court. I think most of the nation realizes that Justice Anthony Scalia, I think the oldest serving judge on the court, appointed by Ronald Reagan back in the early 1980s, passed away at 79 here just over this past weekend. And so it's a question of what do you do now? You've heard Republicans say, well, they're not going to approve any other member of the court. So that means you've got a 4-4 split, conservatives, more liberal justices. What can they operate? How does all that work? What does it mean to the average person out there? Professor Adam Winkler is my guest. He's a law professor at the University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA. He has appeared on NBC Nightly News, The News Hour, ABC News, all kinds of news shows to put some of these problems in perspective. And I want to ask him about how you operate when justice, when a ruling they rule ends 4-4. You don't have one additional judge to break the tie. What do you do along those lines? Hey, Professor Winkler, glad you joined us today.
Thank you for having me on. And it does pose a real problem for the Supreme Court. You know, the vacancy is really being treated like a political football in a game of one-upsmanship between the president and the Senate. But at the sideline, the victim of the battle is really the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court is going to be without a ninth justice, really, very potentially, for two terms. Because Justice Scalia's vote in cases heard this term that have not yet been released to the public will no longer count As a result, his vote will drop out of those cases. So he will not have had any votes on this year. On this year,
now, Professor,
and next term as well, if we don't get a nominee until the next president is inaugurated.
Well, explain that to my listeners, because I think those who have read about the Supreme Court say that after there's oral arguments and a case is presented to them, they then go off to a room and shut the door, and they take a vote right off the bat, and then someone's assigned to write the opinion. And so even though Scalia has verbally signed off on rulings, are you saying that until it's actually published, then his vote will not count? Is that how it works?
That's right, because the justices are entitled and allowed by tradition to change their votes at any point up until the day that the decision is released to the public. So it's not a final ruling until that day by court tradition. So, in fact, there'll be opinions that Justice Scalia may have written that they might pull and have another justice write, because his vote will not count for that case. So,
There's a lot of scuttlebutt, too. I remember when the Obamacare ruling came down, written rather initially by Justice Roberts, the scuttlebutt was, and you're maybe listening to the scuttlebutt, too, Professor, is that Roberts really changed his vote. He had decided to go against Obamacare, and then after there'd been a lot of deliberations and some months went by, he changed his mind and took over the role writing the opinion. So I guess that's possible if the chief wants to do that, or if any justice wants to do it.
The real trouble for the Supreme Court is really going to come in those closely divided 5-4 cases where Justice Anthony Kennedy was often the swing justice. Well, now with the loss of Antonin Scalia, it's no longer going to be a 5-4 split, and this will affect some of these cases. If a Supreme Court case comes out 4-4, there's no opinion in the case. The court will just issue an order saying that we affirm the court below because there wasn't a majority of justices to overturn the lower court decision. So in some cases that's going to bode well for liberals in this term, and in some cases it's going to bode well for conservatives. So it's kind of
from
that perspective.
Yeah. So I guess what happens, I live down in the Deep South where the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is, that traditionally is probably the most conservative circuit in the country. So if and often they're overturned by the Supreme Court. So if the Fifth Circuit would rule in a particular decision and it goes up to the Supreme Court and there's a 4-4 tie, then the Fifth Circuit decision would stand. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And there are two major, very controversial cases out of the Fifth Circuit that are currently before the United States Supreme Court. Before Justice Scalia passed, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in a major case dealing with affirmative action at the University of Texas. The court was widely expected to overturn the University of Texas's plan, possibly by a 5-4 vote. In which case, perhaps that case comes out, or sorry, not a 5-4 vote, because Justice Kagan has recused in that case. So Justice Scalia's vote in that case may make a difference in terms of how that comes out. There's also a case called United States versus Texas coming out of the Fifth Circuit dealing with Obama's immigration order to allow 4 million people to be here free of prosecution or deportation. So that is another major case out of the Fifth Circuit that may be impacted by the 4-4 splits.
And yet if you get into a circuit, say out in California where you are, where it's a more liberal circuit, you could have also the same thing happening by a liberal court of appeals issuing a ruling that potentially could be overturned by the Supreme Court without Scalia there, then the in a 4-4 tie, then the court of appeals ruling stands.
This is why it's so important to have a full complement of justices to be able to break these ties, because what we have is when the circuit court opinions become the final word, without Supreme Court review, you get different circuit courts going in different directions. And then the law in our one country is different in one circuit than it is in another circuit. Someone could have more rights in one circuit than you have in another. Someone couldn't be able to get exemptions from the law that people in other circuits couldn't get. One of the most important roles of the Supreme Court is to provide national uniformity of interpretation. When those splits happen, the Supreme Court is supposed to resolve them. Without a ninth justice, there's going to be a lot of cases where the court will not be able to serve its function of providing uniformity.
Which means there is no equal justice in this country. And why I mentioned the first cigarette, Professor, we're not going to get into this now, but I'm going to send you a book I wrote about some of the problems with the First Fifth Circuit and taking away a lot of basic rights that other circuits give. And I was hoping the Supreme Court would overturn some of these things. But as you're saying, if this stays 4-4 like it is right now, then there's no equal justice. You don't get as fair a shake in the Fifth Circuit as you do in other circuits. So interesting analogy, rather interesting comparison out there in terms of where we'll go. Now, I know you're not a political prognosticator, but I think you said earlier this stalemate could go on for some time. The Senate... The majority of the Senate that is controlled by Republicans, most Republicans have voiced concerns that they're not going to let anybody go to the court under the term of Barack Obama till a new president takes office. And seems to me like and it's not a question of being for Obama or against Obama. If they want to vote down his nominee, just vote him down. But from a legal point of view, as a constitutional scholar, isn't there kind of an impetus to say, well, you know, you're supposed to take the president's nomination and give consent. You ought to act one way or the other. You ought to vote one way or the other from a constitutional point of view. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the Constitution is clear that the president definitely has the authority and indeed the responsibility. He shall appoint officers to fill vacancies on the Supreme Court. He's obligated to find someone and name a nominee. The Senate has to give advice and consent, and there's no rules in the Constitution that says when they have to do that or how they have to exercise their advisor consent role. It does seem that in this case, when they announced they will just not allow the president to fulfill his constitutional obligation, that regardless of the nominee, that they're not playing their proper role in the advise and consent function. But I don't think there's a court in America that would interfere in that dispute. So it really, at the end of the day, it's probably a constitutional debate that's going to play out only in politics and not necessarily in court.
Well, there will be a lot of talk about it in the months to come, the timeliness of right in the middle of a presidential election to happen like that. One more question to you. What's your thoughts on term limitations? We see that Justice Scalia was not a healthy guy, couldn't even be operated on his shoulder. He wasn't healthy enough to do it, had heart problems. You wonder, should he even been in the court at all? Would you consider term limits? Do you think that would not be proper? What's your thoughts on that?
I think term limits would be a wonderful reform. I'm not sure that we're going to get them at any time in the near future. Of course, the Constitution itself provides that the justices on the Supreme Court will have their positions basically for life, as long as their behavior is good, as the Constitution basically says. So we'd have to get a constitutional amendment to change the number of justices. I'm not confident that movement will happen anytime soon, but should such a movement catch fire, I would show my support. You know, 18 years is enough time to be on the court and not to have to force what we currently see, which is presidents trying to choose someone who's in their 40s because they want them to be on the court for a long, long time. Instead, you could really just focus on getting excellent people, even if they were slightly older.
I think you've summed it up very well. Professor Adam Winkler, law professor at the University of California, Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us on the Common Sense Show. Have a good weekend. Hopefully we can talk to you again in the future.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Take care. Interesting guy, and you see, we'll come back and talk about that, though. Go to my website at
www.commonsense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GC.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases.
price. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.